Well, good morning and Merry Christmas. And this is one of those children's sermons where it's like, what am I going to talk about? So no stress because the topic is given to you, but lots of stress because there's so much to say. So I feel like Pastor Jim, where there's like so much to say, but how do you condense it so that people will listen and not tune you out? So this is a message for all of you, no matter what age child of God you are. You're all children of God, so listen up. So think about, from your past or from today, a favorite gift or a most exciting gift. And I know with kids, that gift can change from year to year. You know, this year it's a new pair of shoes, or another year it's a new watch or something exciting like that. But we all know that the best gift ever given is what we celebrate today. A tiny little baby in a manger. And Kinsey, I'm sure it's hard for you to wrap your head around that gift being the best gift, because I think us as adults will even admit that it's just hard to wrap our head around the King of the world coming to be born in a barn and laying in a food trough. That's just hard to wrap our head around. But that's where trust and faith come in. And remember, faith is believing in something we can't see. Well, years and years ago, people did see the baby in the manger. And they did see Jesus grow to be a boy and a man. And they saw him heal people and save people. And they saw him die on a cross. And still, it was hard for them to wrap their head around that. And then he was raised from the dead to give us the gift of forgiven sins and eternal life. And that's just hard for us to wrap our head around. So enjoy the gifts of today. Those gifts are given in honor of Jesus. Enjoy your time with family and friends. Thanks be to God for those family and friends, because some of us have family and friends that were here last year and aren't here this year. So enjoy all the goodness of today. And just remember that it's an honor of something that's very hard for us to imagine. But it all comes from love. And so treasure that. Read your Bibles. Stay close to the scriptures so that you will always know the true meaning of Christmas. And that's what we celebrate. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is hard for us to understand. But by staying close to you, by reading your scriptures, by singing songs, by staying in fellowship with other believers, we know that we stay close to you. Hold us close, protect us, and keep us safe. And we give you all our thanks and praise and love. In that precious baby's name we pray. Amen.